Check it out.
I'm a park ranger and I dig danger. Dream of it night and day. And God willing, I'd be out killing.
That's right. He's chilling down at the Royal Winter Fair right now, actually. He's checking out the wildlife down there. Our in-house former park superintendent turned producer, Jonathan Winters. JW, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing just fantastic. How about you?
I'm lovely, thank you. And are you at the fair yet, or are you still traveling?
I'm on my way down there, and I just wanted to point out to Chris Whaley that I could have got that radio system a lot cheaper.
Oh, I bet you could have.
Well, you don't need to put one in every Tim Hortons.
No, you don't. You're right. No. You're absolutely right.
And there is a reason why there are 5 Tim Hortons within a kilometer of OPP headquarters in Orillia.
You're on the road all weekend. Are you sure you should be talking like that? You know Chris could find you, right?
What's your license plate,
Dad? The rank and file officers, they understand what I'm saying, and they would forgive me. They'd give me one get-out-of-jail-free card.
Oh, let's hope so.
I go down there today to the Royal.
Yeah.
And I see the back end of all those animals, and I start shoveling, I'll be thinking of Chris Whaley.
Oh, nicely done. Royal Winter Fair is the much-forgotten grand old lady of shows in this country, isn't it?
Well, it is, and what I really enjoy about it is it's a step back in time for me. I mean, as a kid growing up, I was in farm country. I worked on a farm. It was hard work. I loved it. The whole thing around looking after, in my case, it was milking cattle and beef cattle.
Yep.
And I go down there and I see what the kids are doing from 4-H Club and showing, you know, their best animals, and it's terrific. And one of the other things is I didn't know much about horses, because it wasn't something I was familiar with as a kid growing up. It wasn't an environment that I was in. The farmer that I was working for didn't have horses. I get down there now, and I'm just amazed with the quality of the animals that I see. And I'm going to hook up with Kim Smith. And Kim has Westwind Farms. He's got world-class Clydesdales. They've won awards all over the place. And beautiful, beautiful animals.
Wow. I'll be honest with you. It has been a long time since I was at the fair. I'm assuming it still is the same charming place that it's been at least 20 years. I'll tell you that right now. Still has all of this.
And it's really down to earth in my mind. And you know, for the parent that's listening to this today, and they're from the city, and maybe they don't have any connection to an agricultural background, I would really encourage them to get their kids down there at some point. And the reason is, all that stuff that we're eating isn't just manufactured behind the counter at Loblaws. These are the salt of the earth, hardest working people out there working on farm.
Yeah,
and it's farm fresh, and they show their best stuff. They're great custodians. It's a wonderful day, and they'll learn a lot. They really will learn a lot.
Now, do you go every year? By the way, I did. I don't recall you being there last year.
Well, last year was an interesting exercise. I went south on the 400. The 400 was blocked. I sat on the 400 for an hour and a half, and decided that I'd take the first exit, turn around, and go home. Which is part of the whole challenge today of anybody trying to navigate through Toronto. After being down in your office this week, I feel sorry for the folks that are trying to move around in Metro. I mean, that's painful. Absolutely painful.
Of course, the best way to get to the Royal Winter Fair is with the TTC or subways. I mean, they've got great connections that take you right to the fair itself. So, you know, if you can avoid driving, that'd be great.
It is a little bit more difficult when you're up in the Huntsville area, you know, up where God's Country is. But in any event, I'll get down there today. Really looking forward to it. I love looking at those big Belgian horses that have got attitude, 7 feet tall. And they're going to tell you how it works, and fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Johnny, I want to talk to you a whole lot more, so sit tight if you can, my friend. Give us a couple of minutes. Just got to make some sales so we can afford to pay for all the fine folks that work here on ODJ Radio. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'll be right back. More Journal after this. Let your deer go away.
I'm a park ranger, and I dig danger. Dream of it night and day.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sports 959, The Fan, Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and of course that music means our producer, JW, John Winter's on the line, somewhere between home and the Winter Fair, the Royal Winter Fair. Johnny, are you into the, you said you like seeing the Clydesdales and stuff, but there's a lot of animal events that go on down there. Is there not? Judging events especially?
Well, there are. And so you've got champion beef cattle, and you know, you've got you know, horse showing, and as well as horse jumping. So there's competition, and then there's all the foodie events too. So it's a pretty good venue. It's going to be 4 or 5 hours minimum. To,
yeah, I was gonna,
get around and just get a feel for what they're showing this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how long of a time are you planning for this year's show? So 4 or 5 hours.
And how long I get at the craft beer display.
I hear you loud and clear on that. Anything you've gone down there specifically to purchase?
Not to purchase, but you never know. My wife's with me, so it could be that we will be purchasing. You know how that works?
I know how that works. If you're allowed, you purchase. If not, you just say, boy, that'd be nice, and move on.
Yeah,
We know the deal.
And there's nothing wrong with bird feeders, by the way. You were taking a crack at bird feeders. Well, just don't feed bears or other wildlife. But you'll be able to ask Adam Smith if he agrees with that.
Yeah, well, let me get your opinion on that. So you disagree with what I said, that most people are well-intentioned, and they you know, once they make the commitment, they stick with it. But there's some folks who don't,
yeah.
You know?
For those that don't, the reality with birds is they'll just look for another food source. Sometimes it's a natural food source. Sometimes it's the bird feeder that's just down the way. They're pretty smart. They figure it out.
So
and we may be giving them a little bit of protein and nutrient that they wouldn't otherwise be able to easily get, which is helpful when food sources are short supply, especially during cold winters. So I don't see the downside of it, but I do see one significant upside, and that is you have kids, you have bird feeder, you can do the connection to nature, you can get them involved, get them interested, and they should be concerned. We all should be concerned. You can't lose 3 billion birds in 50 years and not be concerned.
Well, I agree with that. We're going to get the story on that. I'm fascinated with the whole bird counting end of it, you know?
Well, you're going to find out there that there's a lot more precision than what you might expect, because there have been bird counts, many of them over a really long period of time. The database, in my mind, is exceptional.
All right. We'll find out, my friend. Listen, travel safe. Have a great time at the fair. Don't step in anything. Keep an eye on where you're walking around down there, right? If I remember
exactly.
Correctly.
I got the old boots on.
All right, bud. Take care.
All right. Take care.
John Winters, retired park superintendent from Algonquin Park, now the producer of this fine program and the man who's responsible for getting all of these wonderful guests that we have.